Well, welcome to the Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. With me today, I have a hunter, a local hunter and fisher, ex-banker. Welcome, Kevin Lentz.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here, Chris.
Yeah, glad to have you. You retired recently, how long ago did you retire? Well, you retired twice.
Yes. I retired at 45, and then I went back to work at roughly about 55.
Yeah. Now, you spent many years, or at least I think, how many years spent at Cope Plastics?
20 years at Cope Plastics. Great company.
Yeah. And you ended up managing the company?
I was a salesman for 12 years, and I was manager of the Godfrey facility for 8.
Right. And they employed quite a few people, didn't they?
Yeah, at the time, they had about 300 employees.
Whoa.
Yeah, they do great business, great people.
Yeah, that's a lot of employees to work with. My hat's off to you on that one. And then you went retired, then went back to work for a bank?
Went for Bank of Edwardsville back in, like I said, it would have been right about 55, I guess.
I guess.
And I did that for about 6 or 7 years.
I see. You're a family man?
I am. I've got my wife I've been married to 45 years. Been living in Jersey County for the last probably right around 35 years, 32 years. Love Jersey County. I've got a son. He's an attorney in Alton right now. And I've got a stepdaughter. She lives in Texas.
I see. Yeah. And you're an avid. Now, the reason you're on the show today is because you're an avid hunter. And today, we're going to touch on turkey hunting because we are in the turkey hunting season. And I understand there's how many seasons are there for turkey? It's like I know deer hunting has a few seasons, but turkey's got even more.
Turkey hunting has a lot. We've actually, our spring season has 5 different seasons for the north and 5 seasons for the south. And I'm in the northern zone, right on the border of Madison County would be the southern zone. And our season comes in on the 15th of April, where the southern season comes in a week earlier. And it's still in. We've still got about a week left in the southern zone and roughly 2 weeks in the northern zone. The northern zone goes out on 5/16. And then there's a fall season we can talk about later.
But, and you have a juvenile or kid season, right?
Yeah, there's a youth season, and that youth season works for turkey hunting. It works for almost everything, duck season, deer season. It's great for the kids to get them involved. And if you can get your kids outside and away from the cell phones, it's a great thing, and everybody can enjoy the outdoors. The youth season is meant to get the kids involved, and that's why they do it prior to the regular season. There's more birds available. You can go out, your children have to be with you. They can't hunt alone. And it's just great to increase the knowledge and the skills used and needed and ethics needed to get your kids involved in any kind of hunting or fishing.
Well, I've never hunted a turkey, but I've ate plenty of turkey, especially on Thanksgiving, and love turkey. And I can carve them up pretty good, too. But have turkeys always been around Illinois, or did they bring them in, or what's the
they actually were eliminated quite a few years ago. They were killed out, and in April of 1970, the first turkeys were brought back into Illinois, and literally within 5 or 10 years, they started opening more and more counties. I believe they only had 4 counties in southern Illinois.
So all of Illinois, there was not a
single turkey.
Where'd they put them in first?
Southern Illinois. There was, I believe, southern. 4 counties down there. And at the time, I was hunting in southern Missouri, and because Illinois did not have a turkey season. And Missouri has a great season also, a lot of birds over there, easy to get a tag over there. But in Illinois, it kept growing until they opened up the majority of the counties in Illinois. I think Jersey County, if I'm not mistaken, opened up in 84. And that was the first year I got a tag there. And at that point, I only hunted 1 or 2 more years in Missouri, and then I've hunted in Illinois ever since. And
okay, now, when they brought the turkeys into southern Illinois, did they just bring them to southern Illinois and that's it? Or did they later on bring them you know, to the middle of southern, to the middle of Illinois, and did they just bring more turkeys in, or they just let them navigate up through the state?
No, I'm sure, the best of my knowledge, they moved them, brought them in from other states, and let them go all over Illinois over a period of time. The Department of Conservation did a great job of bringing in the turkey, letting them go, and letting them take over. We've had several other animals that they've tried to do that with also. Up until a few years ago, it was illegal to kill a bear. It was illegal to kill a it was legal to kill a bear. It was legal to kill a mountain lion. And I believe you could even kill a bobcat at that time. Now they've made it against the law over the last several years to kill any of those. And the reason for that is they say that...
In what part of the country?
In Illinois.
In Illinois. Okay.
Right. They say they did not, they were not natural in Illinois. So if anybody saw one, they could shoot them back then. Now it's against the law.
Okay.
And so what that does for me is it tells me that Illinois has finally accepted that there's a natural breeding pair or pairs of bears, mountain lions, bobcats is now a legal season, which is another whole topic, but, and wolves. You're not allowed to kill a wolf in Illinois either. And a few years back, you could legally kill a wolf.
Can't kill them now.
Can't kill them now because they want them to take over Illinois, basically. They want them to come back in and control, they say control the deer population and some of the other animals.
Are you for that?
I'm not really for that. I like the idea of wolves not being extinct.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's huge controversy because they've just put wolves in Colorado. And the farmers up there are going through the roof because they're killing their calves.
Yeah.
And they've already done this in several other northern states. And if you talk to most of those people, they are very much against it because it's done so much devastation to their herds.
Right. Yeah. I actually, I was in Colorado and we went on a tour with a wolf guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he told us wolf stories and he was, part of the when they brought the wolves into Colorado, he was part of that group. They got them from up in Alaska, and they brought them in, and they got them started years ago. And he was talking about the controversy that he was all for wolves. You know, they would watch them, tag them, scout them.
I don't want to see any species extinct, but when they bring them into states and they devastate your herd, and if you kill a wolf, legally kill it, and prove that they were doing damage to the herd that you have, the state will pay you reparation for it. They will give you some money for the damage that they did.
Okay.
You have to jump through a lot of hoops and do a lot of paperwork and have the game wardens, biologists, whatever it is, come out and survey your property, and then you can get some money in some cases. It's a lot of hoops to jump through. But
okay, now, because I'm a non-turkey hunter, don't know that much about turkeys. Now, in turkeys, you camouflage, right?
Yes.
Do you wear the red?
You do not have to wear red, no.
Okay. And with turkeys, you hide in the brush and you call them in,
mm-hmm.
correct? Okay.
Yeah.
And what can you kill them with? What's the weapon?
Basically, your shotgun and or any type of archery weapon, meaning you can use a crossbow, which has just recently been introduced in Illinois, and or a regular recurve or compound. Also, your shotgun, up to 10 gauge, I believe it is. You can use, there's a size limit on the shot that you can use. There's a broadhead size limit. And so
no rifles?
No rifles. And they do that in a few states. It's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
The rifle bullet goes so far. I believe there was a gentleman that got killed in Missouri a few years back by somebody shooting at a turkey in a tree with a rifle and killed a guy. And so rifles are very dangerous if you're not careful with them.
Yes. So we have a plentiful amount of turkeys. How many turkeys are we killing in Illinois? How many are we harvesting?
Our harvest for 23 was 16,123 turkeys, including the youth season.
16,000. Is that up or down? How does that correspond with the years that we've been turkey hunting?
Again, that's pretty good years. If you look at the past years, let's go, we'll take the youth season out of it. In 2019, there was 13,799. In 2020, 14,098. A little drop in 21 and 22 down to a little over 12,000. And in 2023, was 14,826 without the youth season. So there was a speculation that the bobcats that they release, which, again, Illinois released bobcats over here to try to get the herd up like they did turkeys.
When do they release bobcats?
I do not remember.
It's been a while, though.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's been over 10 years.
I think it might be even longer than that.
It could be. But they started hunting them about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, so they're hunting them now.
But they don't have, in my opinion, they don't have enough permits allocated. They allocate about 1,000 permits a year for the entire state. And they kill about 250 bobcats, I believe, if my stats are right. And that's nothing compared to the amount of bobcats that are out there.
There's a lot of them out there.
On a regular basis on my farm. And again, I've tried every year, and I don't believe I've ever got a bobcat tag yet because there's so little out there. And that's sad for me because the bobcats do go after young turkeys. They go after full-grown turkeys. A greatest thing you can do is click on YouTube sometime and put bobcats chasing squirrel on YouTube. And this bobcat running about, looks like 20 miles an hour. He runs across the ground, up a tree 30 feet, chases this squirrel out of the tree, falls 20 feet, hits the ground. The squirrel runs back up the tree, and he runs back up the top of the tree. It's hilarious. But if that bobcat...
Well, they are a cat.
Yes. That bobcat, if he can get up that tree for that squirrel, at nighttime, that's when they hunt. Uh-huh. Turkeys are sleeping. All it's got to do is walk up the tree, walk out the limb, and eat the turkey.
I see.
Jump on it. So... they eat the turkey eggs, so that's a problem with turkey. And there's a lot of people out there that complain about the bobcats and say it's devastated the turkey flock. If you look at the statistics on what's killed, we really haven't dropped in numbers that much. In fact, we've went up from previous years in 21 and 22. So do I believe they hurt them? Yes. I don't see a lot of good bobcats bring to the area other than they're not...
Just keeping the species extinct. Going.
Yeah, keeping the species going. They're a predator, and they're going to eat everything from rabbits to mice, so it helps get down the mice, the rats, those are small things, the squirrels. That's their primary diet, all your birds. And so there's good and bad to both. You can see pros and cons to both of them. They're very cool animals.
They're cool.
I've got a friend, they eat deer, baby deer, fawns. I've got a friend that lives up in Grafton, and he literally has had on camera 4 or 5 bobcats circling a field with little fawns in it. And very devastating to the deer herd. And the statistics you get from coyotes and or bobcats are they kill, each pair kills quite a few deer every year. And
now if somebody kills a bobcat, do they eat a bobcat? Do you cook a bobcat up?
I would assume you can eat a bobcat. I have never eaten one.
I didn't know.
I've never killed one. So
okay.
I've eaten a mountain lion, which I'm assuming is the same thing.
As far as turkeys goes, now you can, like you said, archery or shotgun. Is there separate seasons for those? Or
yes, there is. Well, for spring, there is the 5 seasons you can use any type of archery equipment or gun. In the fall season, you have a gun season and a firearm season and a archery season, I guess it would be. The archery season basically coincides with the archery bow season. So it starts October 1st, goes through January 19th, I think, with a couple days out for gun season for deer. But the shotgun season is only a few days long. It's October 19th to October 27th for this year. And again, you can still archery hunt during the gun season, but you can only gun hunt during those few days in the fall.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Kevin Lentz with me, avid hunter here in Jersey County. And we're talking turkey. That's what we're doing here. Kevin, we talked earlier before we started the show. And you said turkey hunting, now that's your favorite sport as far as in Illinois?
Correct.
Hunt. Yes. And why is it? What do you like about turkey hunting?
Well, originally, my passion, I've been hunting since I was 5, 6 years old with my dad. That's pretty much what he threw me into, and I've loved it, and it became a passion of my life. And once I got into archery deer hunting, I primarily archery hunt everything. There's a few species I'll go out with a gun, but mostly it's archery. Well, it's a little, and the reason I like archery, it makes it a little more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the whole deer hunting routine. I spent many hundreds of hours a year out in the woods. Then turkey became a sport in Illinois, and it's even more challenging, but you can call a turkey into you. And it's similar to the deer hunting, except it's very difficult to call
you can't call a deer
into you.
Can you? Oh, you can.
You can call a deer in. They've got rattling that you can do. They've got different types of mouth calls you can use. So it doesn't always work, though. And I quit using all of those calls for the basic reason is half the time I used them, the deer would come in, and half the time the deer would run away. And so I figured 50-50, I'll take my chance with no calls. But if they were going away from me, I would call thinking I got nothing to lose.
Right. Okay. But, so you prefer to hunt the turkey with bow and arrow?
I do. I use shotgun probably a higher percentage of the time, but I have done it with the archery also. The crossbow that has came out just recently is similar to a gun. I mean, you can shoot out to 60 yards. They've got them now that they say they'll shoot 100 yards.
Wow.
That you can shoot a deer. Now, those bows are $1,500, $2,500, $3,500. They cost more than a gun.
Yeah.
But to be able to have a longer season and have less cripples, it's pretty a big deal with that. And there's a lot of hunters that I know hunters that use the old-fashioned recurve like the Indians used to use, and they don't even want to talk to people that use a compound
I've
or a
heard
crossbow.
That. I've heard that, yeah.
But and it's funny. I appreciate it because I understand that. It's a very enjoyable sport. It's great to call them in. I've had gobblers come in within 10 feet of me. And if you've ever heard a gobble, they make a real loud gobble noise, and they strut their feathers up, and they're trying to show off for the female. So you throw out a couple decoys, like you'd be duck hunting, only less decoys. And then you start calling them, and when they come in and they can see that decoy, then they'll come closer and closer. But what they do is they puff up, they fan their tail, and it might take them 20, 30 minutes to get to you because the goal is to have the hen come to them.
Right.
You know, and the goal for you is to have that gobbler come to you.
Yeah, so you got a really sweet talk.
So you got to sweet talk them. It doesn't work all the time. And so I said it's a great thing. They gobble, they come in, they strut. A funny story, this has been 10, 15 years ago, I had three decoys sitting out at my bedroom window and out in probably a 5-acre field I had, and I had a gobbler come out. Stupidest turkey I ever knew, saw in my life. I did not shoot him, but I had these hard body decoys sitting in the field, and for 2 days this turkey came out, and he would circle that decoy, and he'd get behind it, and he'd jump up on it, and it's so slick he'd fall off. And then he'd jump up like and look around.
You should have got that on video.
I know. I did actually have it on video.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I for 2 days, I called neighbors over to watch.
Oh,
and it was hilarious because the way you could come in, nobody, you know, he just stayed out there all day long doing this. He must have been the most frustrated turkey in Jersey County because he kept falling off. And he'd look like, is anybody looking at me? And he'd puff up again. He'd walk all around that turkey and jump off and fall off again. And it was hilarious. And I felt sorry for him. I couldn't shoot him.
Now I'm going to ask this question. I'm going to ask this question. Now, you only hunt the males, not the females. True or false?
False. I only hunt the males.
Okay. But you can kill the females too.
The law states you can kill, and it's different laws for fall and spring. So in the spring, you can kill any bearded bird.
Bearded.
Bearded. They have a beard along.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, some females will have beards too.
There's a few, small percentage of bearded hens is what they call it. So if it's a bearded hen in the spring, you can kill it.
Okay.
If it's a jake, you can kill it. And a jake is a one-year-old bird. And a jake has a beard that's roughly a couple inches long.
Could be male or female, right?
No, jakes are all male.
Okay.
You got gobblers, which are male. The jakes are young gobblers.
Okay.
And they have very short beards. The normal gobbler will have an 8, 9, 10-inch beard.
Okay.
And then you have the bearded hens. Most of the bearded hens are about 9-inch beards, but they have their beard's about the size of a pencil and diameter-wise. And the other beards are quite large. And sometimes they'll have 5 beards, which is a trophy for a turkey hunter. And so it's pretty
exciting.
5
beards.
Yeah. I had a gentleman kill a 29-pounder with 5 beards on my farm. And it was probably the biggest bird and obviously the most beards that I've ever seen. And that was quite a few years ago, but it was a great hunt. But yeah, it's the whole turkey thing, just it gets your drilling running. And I said when I stop getting excited, I'll quit hunting. But when I have a gobbler coming in and he's gobbling and you don't know if he's going to make it or whether he's going to leave, you know, it gets your adrenaline running. And then when I get to shake still at my age and I'm 65 years old. And it's pretty much a rush. And like I said, I wish we could get more youth involved in it. You know, they're busy with computers today versus that, but spending some time in the outdoors, especially where we live, is a great thing.
Yes.
And we've got a great state to hunt in and a lot of animals out there to hunt. But yeah, calling the turkeys in, You know, you can use a box call, which is you put in your hand. It's a cedar box. They have a slate call, which is a round disc that you scratch. I only use a diaphragm call. And a diaphragm call, it's in your mouth.
I see.
It's a little piece of plastic about size of a little bit bigger than a quarter, a half dollar cut in half. And you use your tongue to call. And you can cluck and putt. And there's all kinds of calls to try to sound sexy. It's kind of like you going to a bar and trying to call that woman up to you. You're trying to get her to come to you. You got to get her to like you.
Yeah, I remember that those days.
Me too. So a few years back.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago.
But so that's the rush and the exciting part of it. And again, if you have the opportunity to take a kid with you, that's the greatest opportunity in the world, because to see a kid do this and how excited they get when they take one out, it's phenomenal.
That is great. Well, Kevin, I sure have enjoyed talking turkey with you here today. Any points you want to make before we wrap this spotlight show up?
Well, we've covered a lot of it. I think I'm trying to say the permit success ratio in Illinois, I'm looking at it right now, is 23.6. And that does not include landowner permits.
So 23.6% of the people that buy a permit
kill a turkey.
Well, there must be plenty of them out there.
Harvest age structure is about 78% are adults, 24% are juvenile. A juvenile would be the jakes or the young females. And again, on my farm, I've got a couple people that hunt there, and I only let people kill gobblers, mature birds. And I do that just for the sake of keeping
your herd, keep the herd up.
The herd up, keeping it better. I like that. It lets the jakes that we have this year that are not quite as smart live a little longer. They get a chance to breed.
Yes.
And then they'll be there next year. It says the average statistic, the average success ratio is 2 days. On landowner permits, they normally kill a bird in 2 days of hunting, which is probably kind of accurate. It's a little easier to hunt on private land than it is public land, but there's tons of birds on public land, and Illinois has tons of land all over this area. Marquette Park's got a season, all the river bottoms. There's a lot of areas you can hunt down there. The top five counties are Joe Davies, Jefferson, Pike, Pope, and Randolph. Pope's one of the original counties that they let turkey go in. Excuse me. Public land harvest is only about 10%, 9.4%.
I see.
Yeah, the rest of them, so 90% is killed on private land.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, thanks so much. Kevin Lentz coming in, talking turkey here at the Spotlight Show, WJBM. Kevin, thanks for coming in, and we'll see you around, and thanks for listening out there.
Thank you. Great to be here, and I appreciate the invite.
Amen.